began discussing yesterday the requirement of chafifa, the preparation for tevila. And we noted the different stages, different historical stages in the development of chafifa. Gemara seems to indicate, remember Kamadav Pebez, that Min HaTorah there's a requirement of iyun. We know that Machlokes Yerushalmi, what does iyun involve? Does it involve water? Does it not involve water? Some kind of inspection. And then along came Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra added a requirement of chafifa. That itself is a Machlokes. Does chafifa mean washing and rubbing kolaguf? Doesn't mean, as Rov Rishonim seem to understand, Seyar. Seyar itself could be just the hair on the head or all bodily hair. Is combing an integral component of that, which we'll discuss a little more at length in a few moments. And then there is a Memra in the Gemara on Samach Vav Amud Beis Rabbah that there's another requirement or maybe something less of a requirement, a recommendation at the very least, to be madiach, to rinse, to wash all folds on the body. Amar Rabbi Olam Yilami Radam Besach Beso, Shetei Isha Madicha Beis Kamata B'mayim. So even if, as Rav Yishanim assume, Chafif is limited to Seyar, but there is an additional L'olam Yilami Radam Beso to rinse all the areas where there are folds in the body, even where there's no hair. Okay, and then we noted what the Shachrei here in Sefrat and Beis. Haskamas haposkin the Takanas Ezra Eino Ela b'Chafifa Sayar. Ela shenagu l'hachmer lachov v'lishtateif kol aguf. Even if it's not technically part of Chafifa, the minhag Yisrael is to wash the entire body. And we quoted the Tshuvas Marilla Chadoshos, the minhag is to wash the entire body in a bathtub, which is indeed standard practice. We began discussing a little bit yesterday what exactly the word chafifa means. So we have quoted the Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning of our Siman, the beginning of Siman Kofsani Tes, who thinks that the word chafifa itself is milashon chichuch, to rub, shifshif. But he does note the Mishnah in Nazir, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Nazir chofef umefaspes avalo sorek. What does chofef umefaspes mean? But you do also see over here, chafifa being independent of being sorek. Rashi Mavakamba, which we'll come back to shortly, says that chafifa definitionally is or involves combing. Here we have the word chofef independent of sorek, sorek being something else. So nazir chofef in mefaspes of a lo sorek. What does that mean? Mefaspes, Rashi says, mafrit sarosa zumizu. To separate your hairs, of a lob mafik. So a nazir is allowed to separate his hairs if his hairs get tangled together, but he's not allowed to use a comb to do so. What does chofef mean? Chofef kamo, chofef alav kol hayom, lashon megared. And megared is to scrape off, right? So how does this Rashi understand pshat l'pasuk chofef alav kol hayom? Rashi in Chumash, in the Targum, understand chofef alav kol hayom being seifav shachein as protecting, hovering in the sense of protecting. Did Hashem Mishkan Levetach Chalav Chofef Alav Kol Yom Beik Seifav Shachem. So, how does that mean? How does that Lashon Megared? Any ideas? With scraping, is that a totally different shah in the pasuk? How do you tie the pasuk? Chofef Alav Kol Yom, he's scraping. Yeah.
Maybe in the mind, the scraping is to protect him from some sort of disorder.
So what?
So your rabbi said that the pasuk was referring to some form of protection or covering.
Right.
The Gemara is referring to scraping.
Right.
So maybe the scraping is in form of protection for something like to protect him from some sort of disorder.
Yedid Hashem yishkon levetach alav chafef alav kol yom uvein seifav shachem. So who's scraping? No, I'm not sure. I'm a little confused. But anyway, so the Aruch HaShulchan does note, sorry, the Sidri Tara notes this Mishnah and Rashi here. It's chafifa being milashon chafifa lav kol yom lashon megaris. Lashon megaris, I understand. Megari means you rub. The fast base, you separate the hairs. But how that's connected to chafifa lav kol yom, I'm a little bit confused about it. So if you clarify that, please let me know. The Aruch HaShulchan notes the lashon Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in the end of the second paragraph of Psachim, quoted by Tosas here in Samach Levam and Beis in Nida, Tosas Nida Maskel in Samach, the Rishami there has Nida Chofefes Visarekes Vitovelas. So again, you have Chafifa independent of Srika. She does Chafifa, she combs, and she goes to the mikvah. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests it could be that sometimes chafifa is used to include both rubbing and combing, and sometimes it's used to refer just to rubbing and not to combing. But chafifa, in the broader sense, can refer to all of them as being part of the same package. The preparations that are required in advance of tefillah involve both rubbing the hair and combing the hair. And both of those could be contained within the word chafifa, which may mean different things in different contexts. Sometimes it may have a more limited literal meaning, the literal meaning of chafifa being to rub, and sometimes it may have a broader meaning that includes not only rubbing, but other modes of preparing the body in advance of tevilah as well. Okay, I'm still a little confused about chafef alav kol yom and how Rashi in Nazir understands that in that pasuk, or the Mefarish in Nazir. Takes the place usually assigned to Rashi. Okay, so let's come back to discuss a little bit about combing as part of the chafifa process. The Rashi Bava Kama sounds like combing is the ikar of chafifa. That's how Rashi defines chafifa there. Tosa Sedida on Samachasim and Aleph, the end of Diber Maskel Kach Amru. There Tosa writes, the Odiyesha Machmiros Alpha Pisha Chofefes Noses Imahin Masrek Visorkos Asman Bebes HaTvila. Some were machmir that even if they already perform chafifa, they carry a comb to the mikvah, and they comb themselves again in the Beis HaTevila. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they weren't combing themselves before. Because they were combing themselves as part of chafifa at home, and then they went to the mikvah, so they were machmir to comb themselves again. Ikaradin, they just did chafifa 10 minutes ago, and now they run to the mikvah to be tovel. So ikaradin, that chafifa and the accompanying srika would have been sufficient, but they're machmir to do another srika at the mikvah. Some rishonim, however, sound like srika is not always necessary. The Ramban, for example, in Perek Tes Se'if Beis in the Halachos, Parak Tes If Beis. Rabbi writes, Keis adin chafifa zu, Rochetz es rosha v'chol mokom seyar shebegufa b'mayim chamim. So Rabbi holds, chafifa means all bodily hair. Umas rekas asan, and she combs him. Oh, v'fas peses asan b'yadeh yafa yafa. Or she rubs them carefully. So the Ramban, it sounds like it's a choice. You can either use a comb, or you can use your hands. You have to do something to make sure that there are no knots, but you don't necessarily need a comb. Rashba has a similar lashon as well. What does it say, Shulchan Aruch? Seif Gimel, Mechaber writes, Chafiva tzricha l'chachila samuch l'tfilasav. That's that minhag we quoted in Tosos, that even though she already did chafifa, she should bring the comb to the Beis HaTevila and do it again there. There's no explicit reference. But then the Mechaber wrote earlier in Sif Aleph, Tzricha ladiach beis hashachi beis hasarim shelo b'mayim belisrog sayarosha yafa b'masrek shelo tiyan nasarasaha nidbaka zu b'zu. So part of the chafifa process involves combing. So the Mechaber quotes or lists combing as what seems to be an integral part of the chafifa process. Right, not the Ramban, it's either or. The Mechaber doesn't give you a choice. Now the Sidrei Tara in Sifkatan Tess, the Sidrei Tara in the Siman Batfil is called the Shirei Tara, but it's the same person. We still refer to this as Sidrei Tara. So I may be missing something here, but the Sidrei Tara is the following. Mashikasav Mechaber Sof Sif Gimel V'chei Min HaKasher She'af Api Shachaf V'fatisi Imamasek V'beis HaTfila V'tis Roksham. So we're just calling the Mechaber Sif Gimel, that even though she already did chafifa, the minhag of the Tosfos quotes Yesh Machmira is to bring the comb to the mikvah and comb your hair at the mikvah. Midalokas of the Tisrok Sham Shenis, the fact that the Machaber didn't say and she should comb it again, Alma Dadayin Losarka, sounds like she hasn't yet combed. And yet, we refer to what she did earlier as hafifa, just because she washed herself, even if she didn't comb herself. Even though she didn't comb herself, so it's still called chafifa, even though she didn't comb, because of the rubbing. So in a minute he's going to say that's not necessarily the pshat, but I'm a little bit confused how you could say that if you read that line in the Mechaber in a vacuum in a Hanami. But the Mechaber that we started with in Sif Aleph mentioned Srika as part of the preparation. So yeah, that's the Lashon and Tosfos and the Mechaber goes in Gimel, Min HaKasher, to bring a masrek and comb yourself at the base of Tefillah, but that doesn't necessarily mean, I don't think a Tosfos necessarily means that you didn't comb yourself earlier. And the Mechaber Sif Aleph explicitly says that you combed yourself. Then the Sif Aleph says, no, it could be, even though it doesn't say the Tisrok Shedis, Mikal Makam, Meila, Muvan, Shigam, Uthi, Laisa, Sarekas. It's self-understood that she already combed herself once. But I'm just confused what the first drive is. Why would you assume? So yeah, in a vacuum, that could be the mashmos. But in Sif Aleph, he clearly talks about combing yourself. Then he quotes the Lavush. He writes explicitly, "Min haKasher she'afa pisha chafafa bebeisa tisa imam aspeg lebeisa tefila v'tachzor v'tisa gatz masham." The Lavush says explicitly, she should bring the comb to the base of tefila and do it again. So there, it's clear that you did it better the first time. Okay, either is a may. Seems like that's a simpler understanding of the Mechaber, that he's quoting this minhag that Tosfos quotes, the Chumrah to do it again before the Tevila, and not necessarily meaning that you weren't Sorek the first time. Okay, is combing Li'ikuva? Let's say a woman did all the preparations, the iyun, the chafifa, she rubbed, she washed, she rinsed, but she didn't comb. And then she went to the mikvah. So the Chachmas Adam writes in Simen Kuf Kaf Os Beis that if a woman didn't comb, she only washed herself, the chamin, the pispis of the adeha. So if she already was with her husband, you could be makel not to require another tefillah. So says the Sidrei Tara. Chachmas Adam isn't sure. Maybe that's only in the case of a sex veiko where she doesn't know if she was sorry. So then you have a sex veiko. Maybe she really was and didn't remember. And even if not, maybe we assume, like the Ramban, that it's not ma'akev. But if she knows for sure that she didn't, Chachmas Adam leaves that with a tzarachian. The Bali Shulchan Sifkat and Yod thinks that based on the Sidrei Tara, you could be Mekel if a woman didn't comb herself. And even in a case in which a woman can't find a comb, there's no comb accessible, so you wouldn't delay Tvila just because you can't find a comb, as long as you do all the other preparations. Rabbi Karp is less convinced, as the Chachmas Adam, that if she already was lonesome by law, so then you have to require another tefillah. But if she just got home from the mikvah, and then she realizes that she forgot to comb, and it's possible to go back to the mikvah and comb and be tovel again, Rabbi Karp thinks that that would be preferable. So now we'll move on to the sugya of the timing of chafifa. So that's the Gemara in Samach Zayin Amud Beis on to Samach Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara has on Samach Zayin Amud Beis Amr Funa Isha Chafefes Be'achah B'Shabbos Etavelas B'Shlisha B'Shabbos. A woman is able, or if she performs chafifa on Sunday, or a woman could perform chafif on Sunday, if you did perform chafif on Sunday, and then go to the mikvah on Tuesday with a one-day break. Shekein isha chafefes b'erev Shabbos v'tavel s'motzei Shabbos. Just as, if a woman's tefillah is scheduled for Motzei Shabbos, she can't do chafif on Shabbos, then she does chafif on erev Shabbos. So just like there, you have no choice. You have a one-day break between the chafif and the tefillah. Chafif is an erev Shabbos, and tefillah is Motzei Shabbos. So even in the middle of the week, you can have a one-day break between the tefillah and the chafifa. Isha chafefes be'erev Shabbos v'tavelas b'reviv Shabbos. You can have a two-day break. Shekein isha chafefes be'erev Shabbos v'tavelas v'motzei yontiv shechal yosachar Shabbos. Let's say yontiv is Sunday. She's scheduled to go to the mikvah Sunday night. So you can't do chafifa on Sunday. You can't do chafifa on Shabbos. You do chafifa on Friday. You have a two-day break between the chafifa and the tefillah. That works. So even in the middle of the week, you can have a two-day break between the chafifa and the tefillah. And then, isha chafefes be'erev Shabbos v'tavelas v'chamisha b'Shabbos. You can have a three-day break. Shekein isha chafefes be'erev Shabbos v'tavelas v'motzei shnei yamim tov v'Rosh Hashanah shechal yosachar Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday, lo adu Rosh, but before we had our set calendar. So you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Sunday, Monday. Some discuss why the Gemara says dafka 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, not the standard Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, which you could have on Sunday, but be that as in May, right, Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, for example, you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Monday, so you can't do the Chafifa on Monday, you can't do the Chafifa on Sunday, you can't do the Chafifa on Shabbos, you do the Chafifa on Friday, and you go to the mikvah on Monday night. That's a 3-day break. So in the middle of the week also you can have a 3-day break. That's the position of Rav Huna. Rav Chista Amar, no, Kul Arminan, Shekein Lo Arminan, Hechad Efshar Efshar, Hechad Lo Efshar Lo Efshar, Ein Danin E Efshar, Ein Danin Efshar Misha E Efshar. It's only where you have no choice that you're allowed to have such a break between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. If you have an intervening Shabbos Yantiv, you're left with no choice, but you're not allowed to have such a break between the Chafifa and Tefillah where you do have a choice, where you're not forced to do so, because of the calendar. Rav Yehmer Amar Afilu Shekein Nami Amina Levar Misha Chafefes Be'achav Shabbos V'Tavelas V'Chamishi V'Shabbos V'Motzai Shnei Yom Tov Shosh Shana Shachar Shabbos Lesa. Okay. And Rav Yehmer has a middle position that we assume Dunin Efshar Mi Efshar under certain circumstances, but not in the extreme. So you're allowed to have a one-day break or two-day break. You're not allowed to have a three-day break, even though there is a model for a three-day break with a Sunday, Monday, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Darsh Meimer, Hilchos HaRav Chista, Kidmitareis Rav Yehmer, which is the middle position. Fine. Now, Ibarlehu, Isha Mahu Shetachuf Balayla V'Tipo Balayla. Is a woman allowed to do chafifa at night and then do the tefillah at night? So the assumption of that question sounds like the default position is that chafifa is supposed to be performed by yom and tefillah is supposed to be performed by laila. In other words, asking, may a woman do chafifa by laila and not by yom? Look at Rashi. Mahu shetachuf balayla, b'leil tefilasa. Can a woman perform the chafifa on leil tevila? Mi amrina mitoch shem meheres tevilasa lo chayfa shapri. Do we say maybe we should be concerned because a woman is in a rush? She wants to get home as soon as possible. She's not going to perform the chafifa with the requisite caution and care and deliberateness that we expect. So again, it sounds like the default position, the optimal, the correct time to do chafifa is by yom. in a b'di'evit situation, are you allowed to do tevila ba'layla? Or are we concerned that maybe she's not going to do a proper job of chafifa because she's in a rush? Mazutra osa rav chinana misura shari. So Gemara kosa machlokas amarai. Let's skip a few lines. Darash Rava, Samachesim and Aleph, Isha Chafefes Be'erah Shabbos and Tevelas Motzei Shabbos. A woman performs Chafif on Erah Shabbos, and she goes to Mikvah Motzei Shabbos. Now there she has no choice. Abla Yepapa L'Rava, Vashalach Ravin Ba'garsei, Isha L'Tach Be'erah Shabbos and Tevelas Motzei Shabbos. But didn't Ravin send a message that a woman should not do Chafif on Erah Shabbos and go to the Mikvah Motzei Shabbos? V'tamal asmecha, heyach isha chafefet b'yom, v'tavelas b'layla, habin atekav v'chafifa tefila v'leka. So how could a woman do chafif in the daytime, in the Erev Shabbos situation? Isn't that a violation of tekef l'chafifa tefila? The chafifa has to immediately precede the tefila. Right, so that sounds like our default is tefillah should be a night, should be immediately before, chafifa should be a night, immediately before the tefillah. Look at Rashi. The Tamal Atzmecha, Heyach Isha, Sherei Bekoshi, Hitiru Laharche Chafifa Sa Mitfilaso Kol Kach, Bekoshi, in the Erev Shabbos situation, or their Matir doing it earlier, Ela Mishum Di'i Chafafa Belel Tfilasa, Emor Lo Chaifa Shapir. We're worried that if we're going to allow her to do the chafifa at night, b'leil tfilasa, then she's going to be in a rush. She's in a rush to get home. That sounds like, on a lichachila mi'ikara din level, really we should have had tefillah at night because of tekef lichafifa tefillah. But we're concerned that a woman's going to be in a rush, and therefore tefillah has to be by yom. Ella Rash, the Gemara earlier raised the question that b'di'eved, given that tefillah, practically speaking, has to be by yom, because they're worried a woman's going to rush at night, can we ever allow a woman to do the chafif at night, knowing that she may be rushing? Now the Gemara concludes, Hadar Oki Rava Mora Le Vidarash, and then Rava hired the Amora to announce what he was saying, Varm Shemarti Lefnechem Tosem Biadi, Varm Kach Amr Mishmei De Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Lo Tachem Erev Shabbos Etzifah Motzei Shabbos, V'tamal Atzmecha, Heyach Chafefes B'yom V'tavelos B'layla, Habi in a samach le chafifa tefila v'leka. The hilchas, so what's the bottom line? Isha chafefes bayom v'tavelas b'layla. The hilchas, isha lo sachof ala b'layla. Kasha hilchas, the hilchas, one statement is that a woman does chafifa bayom. One statement is that a woman can only do chafifa by night. Lo kasha, hada efshar, hada lo efshar. So that's a machlokas Yishanim. How do you learn Hada Efshar, Hada Lo Efshar? Rashi learns as follows, Hada Efshar, Lachof Bayom, Chafefes Bayom. That where a woman is able to do the Chafifa Bayom, she must do the Chafifa Bayom, because after all, at night we're concerned, maybe she's going to be in a rush and won't do a good job. Hada Lo Efshar, Lachof Kagon, Lotzei Shabbos, Lotachof Ella Balayla. Where you can't do it Bayom, so then, chafifa is supposed to be performed ba'layla, and not on Erev Shabbos. So even if So where it's impossible to do the tefillah bayom immediately before, then the chafifa should be performed balayla. Where it is possible to do the chafifa bayom, then chafifa needs to be performed bayom. That is Shitas Rashi. Now, if you look at the way Tosfos presents Rashi, Dibur Maskil Kach Amru, Tosfos writes within Perish Rashi, about third way down the narrow lines, Mikamakal the Perish Rashi Nira, the Mutter Lachov Balel Tvila, Elisha Tov La Yoser Lachov Bayom. So, according to Rashi, a woman's allowed to do Chafifa at night, but it's preferable to do Chafifa Bayom, Vimneshim Huva Labesa. The Chaymashma, the Gavra Isha Chofefes Bayom, the Lo Gavra Isha Lo Sachof Ela Bayom. Kedamra Isha Lo Sachof Ela Balayla. Isha Lo Sachof Ela Bayom would have been Mashma that she must do it in the daytime when at all possible, period. Isha Chofefes Bayom sounds like it's a preference. So the preference is to do it Bayom, but if you have some counterbalancing consideration why you want to do Balayla, then according to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi, you could do it Balayla, even if it's theoretically possible to do it Bayom. That's how Tosfos seems to understand Rashi. That is not an absolute restriction on doing Tefillah Balayla where you could do Tefillah Bayom. It's a strong preference. Because you have counterbalancing considerations. On the one hand, there is in the realm of lechachila, ikra din lechachila, on some level, we should always be masmich the chafifa to the tefillah. Ela what? Sometimes, if you're going to do the tefillah balayla, that's going to result in a rush job. So, as a practical concession, because of that, it's preferable to do tefillah bayom at the expense of having a separation, a break, between the chafifa and the tefillah. But there still is an allowance if there are other circumstances or other situations or other cheshbonos that Rashi would allow for a tefillah, a chafifa by Laila as being effective. Sidur Tara isn't convinced about that. He raises a question, Sidur Tara, Sipatin Yid Aleph, whether according to Rashi, let's say a woman had the opportunity to do chafifa by Yom, and b'mezid, she doesn't do it. She deliberately delays the chafifa till night. So according to Rashi, is she allowed to do the chafifa that night and then go to mikvah? Or do we say she has to delay the tefillah till the next night so she can do chafifa bayom? So according to Tosfos, the way we just quoted it, it seems clear within Tosfos' understanding of Rashi that it's a strong preference to do chafifa bayom, but chafifa b'layla would be fine even if you could have done it bayom. The Sidur Tara raises the question independently of Tosfos and suggests maybe, according to Rashi, if you read Rashi alone without Tosfos' interpretation, maybe according to Rashi, if you deliberately delay the chafifa that you could have done bayom, maybe it would tell the woman that she has to wait another night and delay the tefillah as well so she could do chafifa bayom on the following day. Okay, but that's the position of Rashi, that chafifa is l'chachila performed ba'yom, and the only time that we do it balayla, that we endorse doing it balayla, is where there's no possibility of doing it ba'yom, let's say a motzei Shabbos tevila. The Shach and Sifkat and Vav thinks that the pashtus of the sugya is like Rashi, because you do have, according to Rashi, there's a certain consistency in the Gemara, that the initial Ibailu of the Gemara on Sam of Zion Rebeis assumes that the lechachila is to do chafifa bayom, and then that carries through till the Maskanas of Gemara, and the resolution of Hadal Esher is consistent with that as well. The Gemara consistently throughout, according to Rashi, assumes that lechachila chafifa should be performed bayom. So the Shach thinks that the Pashtus of the Sugya is like Rashi. The Shach thinks that Rashi is correct le halacha. Which we'll see is not like the Psak of
Shulchan Aruch.
Sakat Shulchan Aruch is reflective of the position of the She'iltos that Tosfos quotes. Tosfos there, Dibur Maskil Kacha Amar, Sakat Chesed Aleph, quotes the position of the She'iltos that the Lechatchila is to do Chafifa Balayla. That there's a clash between, the same clash that Rashi solves in the other direction, clash between whether we're worried a woman's going to do a rush job with a nighttime tefillah versus having Kakef L'Chafifa tefillah. So the Shilta's understood that L'Masan and Sagamara, Kakef L'Chafifa tefillah trumps Muhum L'Beisa. And therefore, the L'Chafila is to perform Chafifa Balayla. And the Shiltas would understand the Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa exactly the opposite of Rashi. That Had Efshar, where it's possible to do the Chafifa Balayla, then you do the Chafifa Balayla. But if you can't do the Chafifa Balayla, let's say a Friday night tefillah, then you do the Chafifa Bayom. Right? According to Rashi, Maskan Zagumar is that when it's possible to do the Chafifa Bayom, you do the Chafifa Bayom. When it's impossible, like Motzei Shabbos, then you do the Chafifa Balayla. Shiltas learns the exact opposite. When it's possible to do the Chafifa Balayla, you do Balayla. When it's impossible, like Friday night, then you're forced to do the Chafifa Bayom. But the default position is that Chafifa is supposed to be performed Balayla. And that's what the Mechaber writes, Sif Gemo. Chafifa tricha liyos lechafila samuch litfilasa. Look at the Berak Rasikat Yunid Aleph. Kanal, look at Pirsha Shildos. The Kakkos v'rov ha-poskim. The Chafifa should be samuch litfila, meaning at night. Where did the Rambam fall, by the way? The Rambam, Perek Beis Mikvos Halacha Tezayin. Rambam Perek Beis Mikvos Halacha Tezayin. Takanas Ezrahi, Shetia Isha Kofefes Es Sa'arva, Hrikach Tipo. Fine. Vim Efshel Alachof Balayla, Velitbo Miyad, Tekof L'Chafifa Rezim Meshulach. So optimally, Chafifa should be performed by Balayla, followed immediately by tefillah. U'bishas ha'tchak, oh, mibnei ha'choli, chafefes ha'filu be'er Shabbos, the tevel samosei Shabbos. But if it's a shas ha'tchak situation, or there is a choli situation, then you can perform the chafifa bayom, even if you're performing the chafifa bayom on er Shabbos, and doing the tefillah on motzei Shabbos. And according to the Shiltos, if you have a motzei Shabbos tefillah, so that the default position is either the Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. According to Rashi, if you have a Motzei Shabbos Tevilah, then you ideally do the Chafifa on Friday during the day. That's the position of the Shachlal up in Sukkot and above. According to the Shiltos, if you have a Motzei Shabbos Tevilah, then the Lechachila is to do it at night. The Rambam says, if it's a Shas HaTzach situation, even though ideally you should do it Motzei Shabbos, you could do it Erev Shabbos by day. Sidri Tara notes in the Rambam here, Sidri Tara in Sukkot and Yuzayim, the Rambam only tells you this dispensation of Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. If you have a Motzei Shabbos fila, then you could do the Chafifa on Friday. What if you have a Motzai Yontiv Tefillah, Yontiv is on Sunday, or you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Sunday, Monday, and you have the Tefillah on Sunday night or Monday night, can you do the Chafifa Erev Shabbos here as well? So in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in yes. The Rambam says the Sigdur Tav is mashma no. The Rambam is mashma. It's only if you have the break of Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, they can allow you to do Chafifa Bayom and Erev Shabbos. But if it's more than that one day break, the Rambam wouldn't allow it. Sigdur Tav says that the Bechaber is lo chash to quote this position because it's not accepted. Alacha Sadas Yafid relatively to Rishonim, and we don't accept it. But see, the entire thing, that is shot in the Rambam. Fine. Same? Okay. Then we have the compromise position, if you will, which Tosas here has as well as the Rush, which is then quoted La'alach and Shulchan Aruch. The Minhag of women to start the Chafifa by Yom and then continue the Chafifa into the night. And that way, you're Mekayim Boshitos. You're starting the Chafifa Bayom. So if you're worried that she's going to be in a Rosh Hashanah night, well, you're starting it early enough in the daytime that we're not worried she's going to be in a Rosh Hashanah night. But you still continue the Chafifa into nighttime so that you're Mekayim the Tekef with Chafifa Tevila. That's the Minhag Hanoshim quoted by Tosfos. And that's the quote of Allah here in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. So again, according to the Mechaber, lahalacha, lichafila, shachna was standing, lichafila, tefila, chafila is supposed to be balayla. The optimal, the best way of doing it is to start the chafifa bayom and go straight into the layla, and then you go to the mikvah right away. So what does samuch mean? Chafifa tzvich liyasa chafila samuch l'tfilasa, tekel v'chafifa tfila. So how samuch is samuch? Rav Vosner writes here in Os Gimel, on Sif Gimel, that kol tarah kula, samuch often means a half hour, as we discussed in the Hasek Tarah context, we discussed previously. However, he quotes a Sholem Eishiv, and a Maharsham, quoting the Uraim, I briefly tried to find the Uraim inside, but in the brief time I had to look, I couldn't find it. I'm sure it's there. He quotes a Sholem Eishiv and a Marsham, the Shem HaUraim, that in this context, Takav B'Chafifa Tvila is within 3 hours. I'm not sure what the source is. I didn't have a chance to see the Uraim inside. The Ramah adds, "Ubishas hadchak shetzricha lachuf bayom." So, in a shas hadchak situation where a woman has to do the chafifa bayom, oh, she efshel lachuf bayom, v'tzricha lachuf balayla, or she can't do the chafifa bayom; she has to start at night. Yichol lasos. So, meaning even though there's this minhag Yisrael to start the chafifa bayom and continue balayla, in either direction, if that's impossible, either you have to do a chafifa bayom exclusively, or you have to do a chafifa balayla exclusively. Both of those a woman can do in a shas adchak situation. It was considered a shas adchak situation. So, the Darkei Tshuva here in Sukkot and Kaf Daled quotes from a Tiferes Tzvi, that it's only where it's a universal shas adchak, universal onus. Just like we discussed yesterday, the Chamudi Daniel, in the context of tefillah by Yom HaShmini, onus has to be universal, which many dispute. So here he goes to Teferis Fi, says the same thing. In our context, when do we allow women to do chafifa exclusively b'layla? Only if it's a universal, a global, or a communal-wide onus. Like he says, an onus of Chol Yisrael, like Moshe Shabbos, no one can do the chafifa bayom, so you have to do a balayla. But if it's a personal situation, then not. Rav Ozer says, clearly not, it's mefurish, not the way the Rambam that we just quoted. The Rambam lists choli as a situation in which you could be mekel that went to do the chafifa. And the Rambam also, Shas Tzak, no indication that we're talking about a global Shas Tzak, private Shas Tzak as well. Marshal allows for dispensing with tekef le chafifa tvila in a situation where that will lead to choser tznias. The Shach references this Marshal here. The Shach in Sivkat and Vav references the Chuvah Samarshal in Simon Vav. Chuvah Samarshal is talking about a case where the mikveh was right next to the shul, and the women were embarrassed to walk into the mikveh mibod yom because I guess people were coming for mincha. So they wanted to do the chafifa lechachila balayla at a time that they could walk into the mikveh b'tznias and they wouldn't bump into anyone. So Marshal says, that's fine. That's not called a bittul minhag. You have this minhag Yisrael to start the chafifa bayom. So you're coming to play around with that minhag? No. Adarabba, tikun v'gederhu l'sakein shelo yitbalu b'inyan shiyargishu anashim etvila. So you're helping the situation. You're creating a tikun that you're helping women avoid being in a situation which people are going to notice them going to the mikvah. So it is not only permissible, but appropriate and recommended under these circumstances to do the chafifa dafka balayla. Rav Avner writes in Oz Hei, the same thing if you have a situation where you won't have hot water in the daytime. They only turn on the hot water at night. So whatever the case is. So then also you can do the chafifa lechachila at night. You don't have to start by yom. What about you're learning in kolel, so do you have to go home early to let your wife go to the mikveh to start the chafifa ba yom? In our yeshiva, we don't even go home early at Hanukkah candles. What about to let your wife go to the mikveh? So Rav Avner writes that, yeah, if you're learning a kolel, you should go home early to allow your wife to do chafifa ba yom. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv, page Reis Samaches, that no, not kedai to be mevatel Talmud Torah for this. Especially if you're learning with Charusa, you're going to leave your Charusa alone. That's definitely not right. Just to be mekayim this minhag of chafifa bayom. Especially, mikra did, we zulay the shiltos, ikra chafifas balayla. Yeah, we're machmir, this minhag that Tosus quotes. But that's only a chumra. Mikra did, ikra chafifa balayla. So there's no need to leave Seder early. As long as you're not going to get home after the mikveh closes. They said it's not right to make the mikveh attendant stay later than she's supposed to be there. So that, to have someone go to the mikveh after closing hours, that's inappropriate. But the mikveh's still open, you're going to finish your regular starim. You should finish your starim and then let your wife go to the mikveh later, even if chafifa is going to be balayla. Who then a person goes to work, so he's not going to leave early every time his wife has to go to the mikveh. There are enough other days that a person has to leave work early. Bader Shulchan writes, page Kuf Aleph, both in the Bader Shulchan and the Beyurim, I think the Bader Shulchan Sivkat and Membeis, that nowadays people are not as makbid about starting the chafifa bayom. The whole reason for the preference of doing chafifa bayom is because they're worried you're going to be rushed at night. Nowadays, a woman's going to be more rushed when it's the light outside because she has little kids at home, there's pressure. If she waits till later, she'll be able to do the chafifa in a more relaxed state. How long is chafifa supposed to take? The Darkei Tshuva, Sifkat and Kaf Gimel, quotes a half hour. The Marshal that we just quoted in Siman Vav says that that's if you start the chafifa bayom. But if you're starting balayla, where we're concerned, muhumul beisa, that you're not going to do a good job, you're going to be in a rush. So then we have the keilu atakana that a woman should take a full hour for the chafifa. Now, when we talk about an hour, Shevet Levi writes, and Piskei Das Page Reis Samotas B'Shem Rav Yashiv, that an hour doesn't mean an hour sitting in the bathtub. An hour means for all the preparations, including the cutting the nails and everything you do is part of the preparation before a tefillah. That whole thing should take an hour. Because of Rav Yashiv, even though nowadays you don't really need an hour, because we have better soap and better shampoo and better combs and better everything. So it really doesn't take an hour to get rid of all the chatzitzos. But nevertheless, that was the practice for generations. And you shouldn't cut corners. It's appropriate to keep this 1 hour shiur for chafifa when you do the chafifa ba'layla. Okay, we'll stop here. And on Monday, Mirz Hashem, we'll finish up some other loose ends about chafifa, and some of the lag situations, some of the shadows, etc. And we'll talk a little bit about Tabla V'alsa V'nimseis Chatzitza. And then we'll break for a week of Chazar.